On the September 11th, we remember the 343 firefighters who lost their lives on that day among the 2,977 who were killed. It's far more than just a slogan when we say that while everyone was running away from the danger, the firefighters ran toward it. That's what you call dedication to duty. I guess with his book, shows how that dedication literally spans generations among one family of firefighters. Along the way, you get a history lesson about, well, not just the FDNY, but New York City overall. His book is Five Floors Up, The Heroic Family Story of Four Generations in the FDNY by Brian McDonald. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for this book because it honors certainly a family of firefighters. I think it presents the reality of the firefighting family, not just a single family, but the collective family overall. And you also give a tribute to so many important eras of New York City as well. How did you come across the focus of this story, at least the primary focus, the Feehan family?
So it kind of fell into my lap. I was very, very lucky. A woman that's a mutual friend introduced me to a woman, Beth Feehan, who was doing a documentary on her father-in-law, Chief William Feehan, who is the main character, for lack of a better word, in this story. And the story revolves around Chief Feehan, a remarkable guy, served in every rank of the fire department from probie to fire commissioner for a short time in the 90s, then went back to being the first deputy commissioner. He was killed when the North Tower came down and was directing a rescue operation at the time. So I knew when I heard about Chief Feehan's story, I said, my God, that's a book. But then I found out that there was a generation before him and two after him that, carried his legacy until today. There's three active, extended Feehan family, firefighters active today. And I said, I just broadened the scope and I ended up with, almost 100 years of FDNY history. And I covered all the major moments, and especially the most major moment, the most dramatic moment, 9/11.
Without a doubt. Let's go back to William N. Feehan's father, William Patrick Feehan, and the way he became part of the firefighting family was really because he was looking for something to do. He was a bachelor. He really didn't have a direction in his life. He wound up getting married, so that was one out of two, but boy, when he went two for two, he really went for it.
Yeah, he did. He was not not wet behind the ears. He was 34 when he got on to the fire department, and that same year he was married. You know, in the old days, I don't know whether it's any now, but in Irish families specifically, you know, the youngest stayed very attached to the mother, and especially the youngest son. And that's what happened in the Feehan family. He took care of his mom until she died of cancer. And then he was, a 34-year-old orphan, was looking around saying, now what am I going to do? But he met this woman, this lovely young woman named Catherine Cashman. And she had a brother who was a priest and a part-time chaplain for the FDNY. And he says, I can get you a job. So that's how William Patrick got on to the fire department. And boy, once he got on, there was no stopping him. I think it was how I found out, you're going back to 1926, but research was, out of the research I got, he was hospitalized at least three times. He was given last rites one time. I mean, he couldn't help himself but run into burning buildings. He just, he was the prototype of a hero firefighter back then.
Well, that's the thing I get from the entire family tree. You have firefighters, police officers, public officials. They could be one of two people, either a person who's just hoping to get their time in, get to a pension, or get into the job with dedication, with a sense of purpose. The Feehan family were certainly the latter versus the former.
Yeah, and there's also two types of firefighters that I came to find. I didn't know this, but there's two types of firefighters in there. There's ones that are absolutely happy to stay at a firefighter rank because they love the battle. They love fighting fire. And then there's other firefighters who are ambitious and want to climb the ladder. But the ones that want to fight the fire, it's not that they're They lack ambition. Their ambition is focused on putting out the flames. And in the Fian family, you had both. The next generation, William M. Fian, the first fellow I talked about, was, meteoric, his career. I mean, not that he didn't run into burning buildings. He certainly did. But he had the ambition to go up the ladder, so to speak.
Yes. Starring Brian McDonald, his book, Five Floors Up, The Heroic Family Story of Four Generations in the FDNY, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And as I referenced in the introduction to you, you paint a historic picture of firefighting in New York City in the FDNY. Just like anything else, I mean, we all heard history of Tammany Hall, for example. There's politics everywhere, especially in the days gone by, and that was certainly true of the FDNY.
Oh, it was. In the beginning, especially with Tammany, but it remained. I mean, the reason William M. Fian became the police commissioner was because this was during the David Dinkins administration, and Dinkins was running for re-election against Rudy Giuliani again. And about a month before Election Day, his commissioner, his fire commissioner, quit, a man named Carlos Rivera. And not only did Carlos Rivera quit, but he joined Giuliani's campaign. So Dinkins found himself without a commissioner and, a spy in the other camp. And, Chief Fian was the first step. And after Dinkins was convinced that he wasn't part of the coup, he elevated him to acting commissioner. And then after Dinkins lost the election to Giuliani as a way of thanking Chief Fian, he removed the acting and made him officially the 28th fire commissioner.
Keep thinking of the era you write about, too, with the Bronx in the mid-70s, one fire after another fire. You see a city that you love as a New Yorker literally falling apart. And it's your responsibility to keep as much of it together as possible in your job as a firefighter. Yet even with all that negative happening around him, the William M. Fian, he didn't walk away. It doesn't sound like he would have walked away from anything.
No, he didn't. And, it's funny. That era is called the war years in the fire department lexicon. And it's the late 60s to late 70s. And, that was the era when the Bronx was burning, but it wasn't only the Bronx. It was Harlem, Lower East Side, parts of Brooklyn, all inner city neighborhoods. I interviewed Tom Von Essen, who was the fire commissioner during 9/11, and he was a firefighter in the South Bronx during that time. And he said that the dispatch would warn the chauffeurs on the rigs not to stop at fires, other fires on the way to the ones they were sent to fight. So it was like it was an incredible time, and there was one story. Chief Bill Fian was promoted to captain, and he was given a firehouse in Harlem during this time. And the first day he came into his new firehouse, he walked in, and there's these hardened, old salty dog firefighters in his crew, sitting around the table in the firehouse, completely naked, nothing on. And Chief Fian right away knew that this was the initiation. How he reacted to these guys was going to set the tone for the rest of his time there. So he just got his meal, sat down, and he ate it, and went back up to his office without saying a word about it. And he passed the initiation. But that time is when that's where the title of the book comes from, because this crew fought so many fires in the fire department, tenement fires, five story. Walk-up fires are some of the hardest to fight. They're tight spaces, lots of windows made of wood, lots of people. And their saying was it seemed that every time the fire started in one of these buildings, it was on the fifth floor all the way in the building. So five floors up, five rooms in became their motto. They'd go anywhere to fight a fire.
Is the Fian family the last of the breed, or is this a generational tradition that is going to endure no matter what is happening, no matter how great the span of time?
It's a great question, and the answer is yet to be seen. Now, Brian Davin, who is the son-in-law of William M. Fian, and is the father of Connor Davin, the fourth generation of CN firefighters, and they worked in a Connor works as a firefighter in Brooklyn in a firehouse called in Engine 231 in Brownsville, and they call the firehouse the House of the Rising Sun, because when Connor got the job there, he was the 20th father son combination to work in that firehouse. Now I believe there's like 25 that have worked out of that firehouse. And so it seems like it's still going on. And it seems I read a story a couple of months ago about a three-generation black family, firefighting family. So it seems like, you know, the thing is that it's one of the things that I was absolutely surprised at, that the firefighters love going to work. And that enthusiasm about their jobs. You know, the kids growing up in the house, they see their father or their mother going to work and just can't wait to get there. And that's kind of, plants the seed, I think, in the next generation to do that.
Makes me think of a coffee mug I have. I saw in the Los Angeles airport one time. Do what you love, love what you do.
it's really the case with firefighters. I interviewed one firefighter. I asked him what his time like was on. He's a retired guy. He said it was more fun than grammar school, and I didn't pay attention to grammar school. So
this is a fantastic book because, well, first and foremost, Brian isn't just simply a writer. He's a storyteller, and this is one hell of a story. That it's an expression I know, but this is true here. It spans the generations. Five Floors Up, the heroic family story of four generations in the FDNY. Added to your mandatory reading list, especially on a day when we honor our firefighters, and we should do that every day because, as I said, they're the ones that run toward danger as we get the hell out of there, and they are there to really be the helpers and the saviors of every single community, small town, the big city, every point in between. Five Floors Up, the heroic family story of four generations in the FDNY. Brian McDonald, thanks for telling the story of these generations and helping us appreciate even more the work of our firefighters. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you.